All right, yeah, so this video, I woke up and for some, like, I got some random dude's thing about how women see you as a beta man, right? And sometimes, like, it's like sometimes a lot of guys do make a lot of logic and it does make sense. But then you kind of die, you always end up dialing on these guys who are really just incels who ran to MGTOW because you can, or ran to MGTOW Red Pill because MGTOW and Red Pill gave them kind of that advocating push into why they should hate women and why the world is just so evil to them when it's really like they like see that like that incel shit is like it's really fucked up, man. It really is, and it really has a way of infecting men once they like kind of sit alone with their own thoughts and they may have not have heard that one guy tell them something or coach them in a different direction. Like, as I said, okay, from my experience, like I'm speaking, like when I speak on the whole red pill MGTOW thing, I'm speaking from my personal experience of dealing with bitches. That's me. Okay, like I said, I don't know if whoever may watch this, you may have seen in a previous video where I legit became red pill sitting in front of my ex-wife. Sitting in front of my wife when she asked me the question, why her friend wasn't getting as much attention as she used to, and she's 32 now, and I gave her just a complete my complete honest answer about it. She's 32. She's just old. She's aged now. She's not going to get that same treatment anymore. She's not youthful and beautiful and vibrant anymore. And like that, but like I said, at this point, I had no idea what red pill and MGTOW and all that was. But I was like, I was piecing together like the worldly logic I had created at the time. But I'm not gonna say I was alpha at the time. I was still pretty beta. I was never the type of beta dude who would like buy a woman a house or buy a woman a car or even pay her bills. I was never like that type of. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that because we all have to grow out of something. But what I'm saying is I was definitely still beta minded. Because like I said in the previous video, she actually had a smaller kid. I'm gonna go into that. It's her baby's father. And to the diagnosis of him, because I met him and I actually thought he was a genuinely I thought he was a cool guy, but he definitely had issues with him, and that's what I'm gonna touch on. Hopefully, if I remember. If I don't remember, then I'm gonna talk about it in the next video. Because like I said, I don't write anything down, I just start talking. Because I prefer people who just start talking. I don't like people who go off a script and it's like pre-made. You can feel it being robotic. I like people who are just genuinely, in the now. Type of thing, but back to the original topic. See, this dude who I went on, who I watched on YouTube. I'm not gonna say his name because I'm kind of talking shit about him, so I don't want to, I don't want to start petty bullshit. But the dude is going on about like your jawline. If you have a jawline, I guess like a proper jawline, you're automatically alpha. Like, no, man. Well, okay, I'll say this. I'll say this. I'll give him the benefit of this. There are physical traits that women can find better, but you see, women are far more complex after, like to deal with after that. See, like looks alone is not what keeps a woman around for a man. Okay, maybe if they're like 18. Or something like that. It can be, or I say like six, between the ages of 16 and 20, looks alone can keep women around for like a few weeks. But even in women's dumbest years, like it went even in women's dumbest years, most dumb years, they looks alone don't do it for them. Because like I said, women have been getting railed out by countless cocks since the ages of 12 and 13. So by the time they're hitting 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, look, they've already been through all that. Okay. So the looks, the bad boy, all that. Some girls, they may be a little late bloomers or whatever, but looks, a jawline is not enough. Now, being tall could probably help out a little more, but now this is the situation with my ex-wife and her child's father. Now, there's a lot of guys who have the alpha body, but they're completely beta in every other form of life. And my ex-wife's baby's father was one of those types of dudes. Like I said, I was beta at the time too. I'm not trying to say I was alpha at the time. I was beta at the time, but like I could look at him and say, oh, he's a real beta. Even back then, I could look at him and say, oh yeah, you are a beta for real. Like, cause the dude was, I'm like, okay, when it was just me and him sitting down, hanging out, chilling as two guys, he was cool. Didn't have a problem with him. But he's one of those types of guys, the second a woman is in a room or enters a room or is near a room, it doesn't have to be a special woman to him. The second a woman comes around, you can see his whole DNA, his whole just biological makeup shift. And it like reverses to this childlike mode, right? Now, if he can just shut the fuck up, he'd be winning all the time. Like if he just shut the fuck up and just sit there and just pretty much just stare off in the distance and just be tall man, you know, like he could win with bitches, but he always fucked up. And see, this was a weird scenario, like, because I was married to her. He never married her. It was just a weird situation. Like, because like I said, the main reason I got married was for us, was so I could stay in the country, pretty much. And then we just tried to make the marriage work after it. But I made it clear up front, like, this is not about love. This is not about blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I was beta for the fact that I was just dealing with a single mother, like, that closely. You know, I was like, in a relationship with a single. That's why I say I was beta. Because in America, like, okay, let's, had I been back home in Ohio, I probably wouldn't ever talk to her. Okay. Just for the fact even in my beta days, I wouldn't have talked to her because she was a single mother, flat out. We would have made it nowhere near as far. But like I'm in Czech Republic. I'm in an exotic country. I got an exotic looking girlfriend with big tits and she's being nice. And so that kind of made, you know, that gave her, you know, a little bonus in my eyes. But it was still beta shit. Now, the reason I say the baby's father, see the baby, like I said, when it was just two men hanging out, he was a cool dude. Didn't have any problems with it. It was just me and him, you know, hanging out, walking around, some shit like that. But like I said, the problems with him and where the beta came out full steam was when a woman got involved in any kind of way. And you could just watch him just flip. And I'll be honest with you, like, I've learned a lot of human nature. I've learned people's characteristics and how they move, walk, and talk. And I'll be honest with you, I truly believe that my ex-wife probably would never fuck him again. Or she probably would if she got like very desperate. That's what I would say. She would fuck him only if she got extremely desperate. But he's so beta, he can't see it in that light. He's just like, I'm getting pussy. But he's not seeing it as he's the desperate last resort option of it, you know, with any self-respect in the matter. Like he's lost all that. You see, but like just from watching him interact with women and how he is, I can truthfully, honestly say if my ex-wife had anything pumping in her direction, he doesn't stand a chance. OK, because at this point, he's pretty much just an ATM. But like I said, he is so far beta in it that he just can't see it at all. He is the beta who would buy a woman a car and, you know, do all this type of shit. So he's always going to have even if it's an embarrassing position in a woman's life, he's going to have a position in a woman's life. And he still gets high off that validation from woman, you see. And that is the beta. Don't get me wrong. Like, validation always, it'll feel good from a woman. But, okay, even, because it's going to happen. You're going to fall in love with a woman. You're going to fall in a lot of like with a woman. Okay, it's just how it is. It's just human. Okay, but what's, like I say in other videos, what separates the alphas from the betas. Like I said, I was beta back then, but I had a lot of alpha tendencies and I just didn't know it. What separates the two is the alpha treats her as she's the number one option. And the beta always treats her like she's at best the number two option, at absolute best, not including himself. That's just like automatically I'm like the number one. Let's say like I'm like the zero option or like the number one option. And then like another bitch or PlayStation or dog or hobby comes in at number one and then she's at best number two. And I was always like that. I was always like that. And like I said, I could see it in him. See, like he would put bitches above him. And that's why he would always have like so many deep seated problems with women. But like I said, going back to the original guy, like the incel type of dudes, like this dude off the phone, man. See, like it, your looks as a man, all you need as a man is to just And you really don't have to have all these, really. But I would say to be 100% safe, my opinion is just be somewhat healthy, take care of your body, dress well, have good hygiene, and treat bitches like they come in second at best. And that's what makes you an alpha. Now, you may not look like an alpha, you see, but your character, because I remember when I was like 20, when I was younger, man, I always had like a, I don't know if it's androgynous, but I always had like a bit more feminine features in my face, right? So, like, I remember girls would, like, when it'd be cold outside, and I'd have, like, you know, like, because I'm bald now, but when I have, like, a hat or something like this, like, girls would legit, because my skin was, like, you know, more youthful, vibrant, and girls used to think I was a girl for real. And so I started talking, you know, walking, talking, moving and shit like that. So, like, it's not a man, like, lead that jaw structure, masculine, size of the nose, all that shit. See, like, that's incel shit. Because the reality of it is, see, once men start diving that deeply into what they look like, that the next step is to pretty much just be gay, okay? Because you're paying too much attention to your fucking physical appearance at this point. Women know this shit. See, like, when you talk to women, see, a lot of women actually are turned off when a guy's place is nicer than theirs. Like, okay, unless he's like a millionaire or something like that. Like, if you're more in like that, in the realm of just like average guy type of thing, and average girls, they usually get turned off when a guy's apartment is too clean and he dresses too nice and his car's too nice. Like, most women are turned off by that because you're turning into a woman at this point. And I've heard that numerous times. That's why like the places I live. Like, now we'll say this personally. Now my game is this. I always dress nice and I always have a nice car. Those are just things that work in my life. These are things that I like. I always have a nice car and I always have nice clothes. Now, as far as where I live at, I don't care. As long as I'm just alone in my place where I'm living and there's no, like, you know, loud street thugs outside, I got to be worried about, you know, making noise at 11 p.m. or, you know, as long as I feel comfortable, like, walking around at 2 o'clock in the morning, I can go running at 2 o'clock in the morning and I don't have to worry about any troubles and there's no bugs in the place. And I don't care. You know, personally, I don't care. And more times than not, my places have probably been like lower quality places in reality, in the reality of the place and how it's built up and stuff like that. But like I said, I always dress nice and I always had a good car. These are just things because, I mean, and there's that whole argument of like, should you buy a house? Should you not buy a house? Is it dumb to rent? Is it smart to buy? I mean, and anybody will tell you there's pluses and minuses to both worlds. And I mean, you like, then just depending on the scenario you end up in, it could be a win or it could be a loss. Like for me, I hate doing maintenance. I hate fixing shit. I mean, I know how to, my father was a retired mechanic, so I learned a lot from him, but I never gained that same, want to fix things. So like, I don't like, this is why I would rather rent. I'm working on putting, I have some land. I'm working on putting some house on the land back in the States now, but I hate fix. Like, I'd rather just something broke, just call somebody, had to come over and fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I hate fucking with shit. Like, I hate fucking with bitches. But yeah, the incel shit, man, like that was a side rant. The incel shit. I'm just gonna make another video about my ex-wife's baby's father. I mean, about that whole situation. I think that really needs an entirely different video. There's a lot to cover, I think. But man, this like the incel, that's the issue now. Like with anything, like with most, like with religions and, you know, philosophies. It usually starts out with, you know, well-minded, well-healthy, mentally healthy people. And then motherfuckers like this trickle in to the shit. like, well, your jaw structure, if you have a good jaw structure, then she'll be alpha and she'll fuck you on the first date. Like, I mean, it can't, from my experience, man, that shit can happen. But I wouldn't count on it because, see, even if you got a jaw structure as a man, see, you have to do much more thinking. Like, you have to be either witty, charming, or brutish, or whatever the fuck. Like, you have to do more than just look. You see, like all a woman, primarily to, in order to get fucked, all a woman has to do is just exist as a woman and smile. You see what I'm saying? So for a woman, their looks is pretty much all that's going to determine like which types of guys come and talk to them after that. You see, but even then, like they really don't have to do a lot in order just to get fucked. They just exist as a woman. But see, as a man, any man will tell you, see, you're going to have to eventually sit down with this bitch. You're going to have to eventually sit down and eat something or just sit down in the same room with her or something like that. And see, that's where all that shit falls apart. But yeah, and that's a large, I think that's a large reason why a lot of women just kind of bounce around from what they call like Chad and Tyrone's. They bounce around so many. Because if you, okay, because I have Tyrone-like tendencies. Like, I fuck the shit out of bitches. Like, matter of fact, I pulled some R. Kelly shit. Last night, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who I friend zoned. Her friend, I fuck her friend. And I just told her, like, I was going to go. So I said, she texted me and said, how are you doing? I said, tell your friend I'm going to piss on her. And she wrote back, well, she said, just don't piss on her eyebrows because she's getting her eyebrows done. Like, I got, like, some legit alpha tendencies. But I have beta. But I also can recognize, like, when, you know, sometimes when they need beta, you know, for certain situations. Because it'll just help out to get faster out, you know, out the scenario. But, like, yeah, I totally have, like, alpha shit. But like I said, I'm 5'7". I'm not the biggest guy. I'm only 5'7", man. Like I said, like being a physical alpha for men is no more useful than a clock to a drowning man. But like in Watchmen, like yeah, sure, like it looks good, like it'll let me know how long I got to drown. But like the clock really isn't gonna do anything for my situation. Like I got that shit from Watchmen. If you ever read the comic or watched the movie, I love that shit. But yeah, it's no more useful than a clock. No more useful than a clock to a drowning man. Like, yeah, I mean it may like a clock. It'll turn your head to see what time it is while you're drowning. You know what I'm saying? But it's not really like see the core. Like if you're drowning, you need oxygen. You see what I'm saying? Whereas like for me. Like I said, my brother, if anything, okay, my brother would have been the alpha guy. He was the guy with felonies. He's much taller than I am. You know, he's rougher than I am. He always dresses, you know, a little rougher than me. If anything, like if you were to look at me and him, you would, okay, if you were to look at me and him and not know me or him or hear us talk or see us, if you just only to see pictures of me and him, you would say he's the alpha. But when you see us walk and talk down the street, I'm the fucking alpha, all right? Like, that's how I play. And I don't even have to say much or do. It's just like how we just walk and talk, how we just walk, generally walk, talk, and carry ourselves. I don't really have to do a whole lot. It's just how I'm going to carry myself. Like, I'm going to steal all the attention in the room. That's just what it is, okay? Like I said, and he's much taller than me, much rougher than me. Oh, he can beat me up. Like, if we got in a fight, he would kick my ass. I have never lived in a land of delusion about that. Never. He would easily whoop my ass in a fight. It wouldn't even be a fight, okay? But in the real world, when we get to walk and talk in the real world, I'm the fucking alpha because it's just how I carry myself. You see, like, because I genuinely don't care about what you think. You see, where he genuinely does. Like, a part of, even though he tries to, like, it's like a lot of alphas, like the baby's, baby mama's ex do. Like, they genuinely need your response and they genuinely care about what you think and they genuinely and for people like me, like I genuinely don't have that. Like, don't get me wrong, like I'll be polite. I'm not gonna just cuss bitches out for no reason. But like when it comes to like something having to be done, total regard for empathy is gone with me because it's time to get a job done. Empathy is completely erased. You see, and that's what makes, I think that's another core thing that separates the two. So yeah, this video really went on a side rant. So I feel like I kind of babbled and didn't really touch on a lot of core topics like I always do. But anyway, the next video, I'm going to make a video right after this about my ex situation.